Dennis Hernandez works in a warehouse in a town in Bulacan Province, about 34 kilometers northeast of the Philippine capital, Manila. Nearly 2 years ago, the 42-year-old began corresponding with a lady he met on the internet. They exchanged emails and photos, and after a short time, she urged him to join her in the United States, where she claimed to live.
She emailed me, then she promised me to work in the U.S., and she gave me a promise to marry, to live to America.
But she told him it would cost $200 to process the paperwork that would bring him to America. A huge sum for a man who earns about $160 each month. His new friend also told him he would need to find 9 other people to go to the U.S. with him, because the migration organization would only process paperwork for a minimum of 10 people. Hernandez sold his motorbike and borrowed money to get the funds. He also persuaded 5 other friends to put up $200 each for their own migration. But once he wired the money to his internet girlfriend, he never heard from her again. These sorts of schemes are not new, but they continue to prey on the poor and vulnerable, exploiting their hope of a brighter future. Sue McConnell is with the Better Business Bureau in the U.S. state of Ohio. Her office has received numerous complaints from people who have been tricked by these types of schemes. She urges people to be cautious.
Be very skeptical, especially if you are communicating with someone online who's a stranger that you've never met. Even if they send you pictures of themselves, the pictures are going to be phony. If they want money from you up front or they're referring you to some sort of agency and they want you to wire money, that's a big red flag that it's not legitimate right away.
Internet thieves give their so-called organizations real-sounding names. Others falsely claim affiliation with real groups such as the UN Refugee Agency or the International Organization for Migration. Michel Tonneau of the IOM urges people to check with those groups to find out if their involvement is legitimate. He also advises doing some research.
Check first in the web page of these countries' Ministry of Interior or Ministry of Foreign Affairs on how to apply to migrate to that country and see if she or he has the effective profile for migrating to those countries of interest.
Many international organizations also have warnings on their websites about such schemes. Dennis Hernandez wishes he had been more careful and warns others to be cautious.
I tell them be careful and be sure that all the promise the sexy lady and gave money, houses.
He learned the hard way that if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Washington.